Started?
Yep.
Okay, this Yatta Dishmaya, we're beginning Hilchos Avelos, and the first shiur will be on Hilchos Onen. And so let's start. In our booklet, we have the psukim that relate to Avelos. There's no explicit Torah, no explicit pasuk in the Torah that tells us that there is a mitzvah to be misabel. So where does Avelos come from? So there are two parshios that have reference to Avelos. The Rambam describes in the Sefer HaMitzvos and Mitzvos HaSeh. One is that we had a couple weeks ago the death of Nadav and Avihu. So there we have the idea that an onen is going to be usur on eating kachin. That was what Aaron said back to Moshe Rabbeinu, Perek Yud, Pasuk Yud Tes, in Vayikra, Eidabra, Aaron and Moshe, Hein hayom hikrivu nas chatos nas alosom fnei Hashem, atikrenu asu keila, v'chalti chatos hayom hayita b'nei Hashem, so that an onen can't partake of kachin. In Parshas Emor, we have another reference to death and the relatives of the deceased. Vayem Hashem l'moshe emor alakam b'nei Aaron, v'amart aleim l'nefesh lo yitamo ba'amov, kim l'sher ha'kar ve'lov. So there is a heter, if you will, at first glance a heter, that Kohanim are allowed, even though they're not allowed to make themselves tamei, but they're allowed to be metame themselves to their close relatives. So the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos and Mitzvah Sase Lamed Zayin puts these ideas together, and he points out that there is some biblical requirements, and that those biblical requirements actually translate into what we would call a mitzvah of Avelos in particular circumstances. And the Rambam reads as follows, Mitzvah Lamed Zayin, the first page in your booklet. HaMitzvah Lamed Zayin, Hishik Zivoni, Shiyatamu HaKoyhanim, L'Kroivim HaNeskarim B'Torah. So the Torah does talk about Avelos, that in the following sense, that Koyhanim are supposed to be metame to their Kroivim HaNeskarim B'Torah. And the Rambam says that don't only think that it's a Rishus, but rather that it's going to be a chiyuv. The chayiv osam chiyuv. Who amri yispar ali yisparach shemo lo yitama klomer lachosa, and that lo yitama refers also to his sister. Now here the Rambam adds a few lines in klomer ki kol ish mi yisrael chayiv lis abel akroivav, that everybody in Israel has to mourn. So the Rambam says that the Torah Parshas Emor is saying that you might think if you're a Kohen that you shouldn't be involved with Onen and Avel. So no, you're like everybody else that you have that mitzvah as well. Now notice my formulation that you have a chiyuv like everybody else to be Misabel. You have the chiyuv like everybody else to go through the process of Avelos. And that's why, according to the Rambam holds that if you have Aninus and Avelos on the same day, so then in such a case, then Avelos is going to be Doraisa. In other words, if there's a situation where you have a person who lost a relative, they're supposed to bury the relative, be Metame if they're a Kohen as well, and then bury the relative, and then there are halachos of that day, and all of that is Avelos Yom Rishon Doraisis. That's how the Rambam understands one mitzvah of Avelos. Now notice that what emerges then is that there isn't different Isurim of Avelos, but there's one mitzvah of Avelos, even though we know that there are many, many Isurim that apply to another. For example, if you open up further in the Rambam, the Rambam in Perek Hei Alocha Hei, about halfway through the booklet, maybe a little bit less, the Rambam says, Elu dvarim sha'avel asabem b'yom rishon min ha-Torah. And the Rambam gives us Yud Aleph dvarim, that an avel is asar. So Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal pointed out that according to Rambam, there's one mitzvah, and the way in which you're mekayeng that mitzvah is by keeping those hanhagos. They don't become separate isurim, but they become 11 ways to be mekayim mitzvah avelos. When a person keeps these things, they are being mekayim the mitzvah avelos. Finally, one more Rambam. Mitzvah saseh lehis abel al akroivim, perik aleph halacha aleph, the Rambam. Mitzvah saseh lehis abel al akroivim, shenemar v'achalti chatas hayom, ayita b'ina Hashem. Ve'ein avelus min ha-Torah al-biyom rishon. So notice the Rambam quotes the first pasuk that we had mentioned, the first parsha, and that is the iser when it comes to an onen to eat from kodshim. And the Rambam puts onen, the din of onen and the din of avel together because they're really part of that same rubric. Okay, so that's our introduction. And in fact, this introduction is going to connect very much to the first simon of Hilchos Avelus as well, which is referred to in Shulchan Aruch as Hilchos Aninus. So in Simin Shin Mem Aleph, we're going to go first to Sif He, to see a very fundamental machlokas. And really, when we start Avelus, it's impossible to separate Avelus from Aninus, as we're going to see. And so what our first topic for today is going to, for our first topic for this Zman, is the topic of an Onen. So we're going to go out of order, because the introduction that we just gave is going to connect very much to Sif Hei, and then we'll work ourselves back. The Mechaber says in Shin Mem Aleph Hei, Kol Zman Shelo Nikbar Hameis, Eina Choletz Mino V'Sandol, V'Eina Chai V'Atifas HaRosh U'Kfias Hamita. We're going to learn that Avel has to do Atifa. We'll discuss that, how that applies today. Kfias Hamita, turn over the bed. That doesn't apply, though, to an Onen. Avel also Leishev Olishan Al-Gabe Mita Afilu Kfuya. The Ramah adds something interesting. V'kol shekein she'osur v'tashmash hamita. Certainly, says the Ramah, he's going to be usher to have relations. And he quotes this in the name of the Ramban. If you take a look, the Tur explains in Shin Mem Aleph Hei, the Tur explains that this is a machlokis between the Rambam and the Ramban. Let's take a look in the Tur. The Tur says, Kasar Rambam, shekol zman shelo nikbar hameis, eina asur b'chol dvarim she'avel asur behen. That as long as the individual is not buried, so all the isurim that apply to an avel doesn't apply. V'chein kasar ritzgeis, she'onei muter be'mis l'kfura b'techposes u'b'tesporis, u'b'chitza v'sicha v'tashamita u'b'shar gzeros shiva. However, v'kasar Ramban, shkogahi mashi tiru b'tashmish hamita. It's a mistake that they allow Tashmish Shemitah. Do kule alma b'chol aser bo. Everybody agrees that it's aser on during the week. V'chem tzas dine avelus nogin bo. And parts of dine avelus are revolve around this, are similar to this, are noeg for this onen. Kigon rechitza v'sicha kavachomer me'achilas baser rishdias yayin. So, at first glance, we have a machlokis between the Ramban and the Rambam, and that machlokis is going to be a machlokis between Mechaber and Ramah. That the Ramah picks up with the position of the Ramban, and he says that it's going to, that Tashmish Amita is going to Yasser, the Ramah says, back into the Ramah. V'yesh omrim, and there are some who say, da'aser berechitza, v'sicha, v'simcha, v'sheila shalom, v'tisporos u'b'malacha, tur. He's allowed to leave his house. Why would he be allowed to leave his house, even though an Avel generally is not supposed to? Because the primary mitzvah of the Onen is to make sure that he's taking care of the burial of the Niftar, right? That is, if you will, his mitzvah. His mitzvah is to be metame. What does it mean to be metame? It's a mitzvah to be metame? No. The mitzvah is to be kover. When a person's being kover, so then they're going to be metame. That's the mitzvah to be metame. So we see there's a mitzvah to be kover, and there are halachos that apply to an onen, and those halachos are going to preclude prohibiting him from leaving his house. But all the other dinim, the Ramban says, already apply. So a fascinating machlokas. The machlokas being whether the Onen already has the Isurei Avelus to them. Now, one way of possibly presenting this machlokas, which is not going to be the pshat Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal explained, is to say that the Nekudas HaMachlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban is whether an Onen is called an Avel or he's not. You could say that the Rambam is saying that an Onen and Avel are two separate things. Or, and the Rambam therefore says that Onen has nothing to do with Avel, and Therefore, he doesn't have the Yisurim of an Avil, while the Ramban says that he does have the status of an Avil. But that is very, very difficult for many different reasons. One of the reasons that that's going to be difficult is what we saw in the Rambam in a few different places, in the Sefer HaMitzvos and in Aleph Aleph. We saw from the Rambam that the whole concept of Avelus, Avelus Yom Rishon D'Oraisa, is the Parsha of the Onen. The two Parshas of the Torah that the Rambam turns into Mitzvahs Avelus is the Parsha of Onen. So here we go, Rabosai. According to everybody, already an Onen is considered an Avel. He already has the status of an Avel. But we have a machlokis whether Isurei Avelus begin or not when it comes to an Onen. Does Onen have Isurei Avelus or not? Ramban says yes, and Rambam says no. What's behind that machlokis? So in my it's very, very hard to rank Rav Soloveitchik's Torah, because it's all fantastic. But in my humble opinion, one of the greatest displays of Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal's kochos in Iyun is his Yartzeit Shir on Avelus. My first time I taught in this classroom, I taught, we had a YU summer kol here, and we learned the third perek of Moed Katan. And so I learned it with a group of serious guys, and we learned the third perek. And we learned for about 6 weeks together. In those 6 weeks, we learned most of the sugyas of Elul Megalchin. And it took us basically 6 weeks to touch on every one of the points that Rav Soloveitchik makes in this one Yartzeit shir. It's the name of the shir is Be'inyan Avelus, and it is mind-boggling that the breadth of it, that every couple of paragraphs is a whole shir by itself. So one of those things in that piece, the Inyan Avelus, I photocopied a part of it, is that Rav Soloveitchik points out that he thinks that the machlokis between the Rambam and the Ramban is as follows. We know that the counting of Avelus only begins from post-Kvura. So the machlokis is going to be, could you have Isurei Avelus when the counting of the days of Avelus haven't begun? The Rambam is of the opinion that the only time we say that there is a Isurei Avelus is when the count of Avelus has begun. And we know that the count only comes after Kvura, as we're going to see. While the Ramban is of the opinion that the Isurim can begin prior. But certainly, what we see according to the Rambam is that the Shem Avel already begins once there is Ptira, a person is in the state of Avelus, and that first day, if the Kvura takes place in the first day, is called Avelus Yom Rishon D'Oraisa, that the mitzvah to be Kover and to be Mesabel all comes together on that one day. I'm taking out one small piece of what Rav Soloveitchik says, and we're going to come back to this piece down the line. Yeah, there was a hint. Yeah.
Why does it still not seem that there are multiple things full of Avelus? Like, it doesn't seem it's just a clear cut counting versus not counting. The Ramah is saying it's just like aspects of it.
Right, the Ramah seems to say that it is full fledged, that he's going to have, an Onain has all of Isurei Avelus, except those things that prevent him from doing Kvur, to be Mekayim, the other mitzvahs of Onain, to be Kover the Miss. Okay? So what does Ramban hold? Ramban holds that for whatever reason, we only start counting Avelus after Kvura, for whatever reason. So then the Ramban holds, despite that, nevertheless, Isurei Avelus already coming prior. While the Rambam holds that this din, that we have Shiva, that you count 7 days from Kvura, that shows us that that's the beginning of Avelus. Okay, now, so we need to paskin a little bit over here, right? We need to paskin in regards to what is halacha, what's an onen allowed to do, what's an onen not allowed to do, and what is the positions of both to be melabim, what are the positions on the mechaber and the Ramah. So there is a machlokis what the sheet of the mechaber is. The Chaber said, "Calls man shalom nikbar meis ein achol it's minol v'sandal v'einachay batitas roshim kfiyas mita." Avol osaleshe volishon agam mita filu kfuya. So the opinion of the Mechaber is that he definitely wears his shoes, and he makes no mention of Isurei Avelos. So you could read the Mechaber two ways. You could read that the Mechaber just didn't spell out the Nihugi Avelos, or the Mechaber is disagreeing with the Ramah, and he's learning like the Rambam. The Pashtus is that way, that he's... that the Mechaber is paskening like the Rambam, and that is the position of the Gra. The way the Gra seems to present it is that that the Rambam holds that it's going to be that the Shulchan Aruch is paskening like the Rambam, and all of these things that are mentioned by the Ramah are mutter. However, if you take a look at the Pisrei Tshuva in Ramas and Chav Gimel V'yesham De'aser Ayin Bechsam Sofer. The Gam Das Rav Beis Yosef Shekosav Einacholitz Umidiparatani Shmamina Inach Isurim. That he understood, the Chassam Sofer understood, Einacholitz Min Ol V'Sandal, but everything else is also Aser. Right? In other words, the Mechaber never said that Tashmish Hamita is going to be Mutter. The Mechaber never said Rechitzan Sicha is going to be Mutter. He didn't say that. So he leaves open that possibility that even the Mechaber holds that it's going to be Osir. However, I want to point out that the Pashtus is that the Rambam is Matir Tashmish Hamita. How do I see that the Rambam seems to hold that it is Mutter? The Rambam says the following. The Rambam says in Perek Dalet Halacha Vav, still on your first page. The Rambam talks about the Onein, and he says, we're going to get to the halachos, etc. And then the Rambam says, on Shabbos, b'Shabbos, even though he can't eat meat or drink wine, says the Rambam, v'chayiv v'chol mitzvos amurus b'Torah, chutz mitashmish hamita, he's chayiv in all mitzvos in the Torah, except for tashmish hamita. The Rambam doesn't say that he's osir b'tashmish hamita. The Rambam says that on Shabbos he's chayiv b'chol mitzvos chutz mi tashmish hamita. He's not chayiv in tashmish hamita. Now, if you take a look at all the other Rishonim, for example, let's go to the beginning of Simin Shin Mem Aleph. How does the Tur bring down this din? So the Tur brings down. He says u'b'Shabbos v'yomtiv. He says chutz mi tashmish hamita she'osir bo. The Tur says the halacha is that he's osir. By Tashmish Hamita, he's going to be usher for him. So the Nosei Kalim spell out that what's the halacha according to Rambam? The Rambam is saying that on Shabbos, an Avel and an Onen can't be Noeg as if they're an Avelus, because that would be Avelus Befarhesia, and that's usher on Shabbos. But when it comes to according to Rambam, it comes to Tashmish Hamita, there he doesn't have a chiyuv to do it. Why? Because it's not in public. It's a davar shebitzina. But the Rambam didn't say that it's aser. Why didn't the Rambam say it's aser? Because the Rambam doesn't hold, in my opinion, the Rambam doesn't hold, based on Nosei Kalim, that the Rambam doesn't hold that there's any iser of Tashmish Hamita per se. So the Rambam is going to be lishitaso, if you will, that the Rambam doesn't hold that there are any isurim at all. And in fact, we found, Aryeh and I found that Kemat the Bach Kemat says this by us. The Bach in Dulekuli Alma Bechol Asur, no, even before that, the Bach further back, on Shimem Aleph, in Ospeis, Umashikasa B'Shabbos V'Yomtiv. So he spells out what we're saying now fits in well according to the Shita of the Rambam. If that would be so then when the Mechaber says Einacholos V'Einacholos Minol V'Sandal V'Einachayiv Batifas Harosh, so then in such a case he didn't mention Tashmish Hamita, and the Ramah was the one who said that there's an kol shekein that's aser v'tashmish hamita. But it could very well be that the reason why the Mechaber didn't say that is because Tashmish Amita isn't necessarily going to be one of the Isurim according to the Rambam. That would take sides in which way the Mechaber paskins. However, in Sif Aleph, when the Mechaber mentions Shabbos V'yomtif, he does say, Chutz mi v'tashmish amita she'aser bo. He does say over there, the Lashon, he paskins that it is aser. So even though the Pashtus is like the Gra, that says that the Mechaber is being matir all these things, but yet in Sif Aleph, he does not go with the Rambam, he goes with the other Rishonim, that seems to say that there is an Isur, and that would indicate that there might be already an Isur prior. Okay, so let's just go for a summary. What have we learned up until now? What we learned up until now is that we have a din d'oraisa of avelus that stems from aninus. Everybody agrees that the status of being an avel actually begins from the moment of ptira. And even the Rambam, who says that you don't have nihuge of the isurim, but the Rambam would agree that that the status of avel already begins. Because he puts Avelus and Aninus together, but the Ramban even goes further, and the Ramban says that Nihuge Avelus already begin for an Onain. Those things that don't disrupt, taking care of the Kfura, which is going to be our focus of Aninus in general. Then we have a question, open question of how did the Mechaber Paskin? And I pointed out that the Rambam is Lushitaso in regards to Tashmish Amita, that the Rambam says that Tashmish Amita is, he never says that's Aser, that's a sugya in Moed Katan and Daf Chav Beis, Daf Chav Gimel. There's a big question of how to read that the Gemara over there. And so we were jumping already, according to the Rambam doesn't say that there's an Isur of Tashmish Amita because the Rambam doesn't have Isurei Avelus at the state of Aninus, while the Ramban does, and everything is meduyik of why the Rambam doesn't say it this way. Then you could be mefaltel with the Mechaber. The Gra says that the Mechaber was straight up passing like the Rambam, and there are no Nihugim, or you could say no, like the Chassam Sofer, that he holds that there are already Nihugim, as the Pisrei Tshuva said over there in Sifkat and Chav Gimel. And I added the fact that the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, does say that there's an Isur of Tashmish Amita and Sif Aleph might actually support the position of the Pisrei Tshuva and the Chassam Sofer, that even he has Nihuge Avilus. I did not take a look how Chacham Avadya Zatzal Paskins, but it's an interesting question. That would be a big nafkamina for Svaradim. For Ashkenazim, clearly you already have Nihuge Avelus, like the Isser Rechitza and so on, but for Svaradim, that it's a machlokis between these Gedolei Ashkenaz of what the Mechaber says. But we have to, I did not take a look, my apologies, I didn't take a look to see what's going on over there. One note before I get to Halacha L'maisa, I saw there are a couple of hands, but I just want to make a couple points. The Shach in Shin Mem Beis points out, based on a Gemara, that even if we're going to say that Nihuge Avelus already begin when it comes to an Onein, that his Nihuge Avelus is going to be not as Chomor as Avelus itself. Because of the famous Gemara in Ksubis on Daf Dalet, where the Gemara describes that if you have someone who's getting married and the chasan or kala loses a karov, so then in such a case, we allow them to be bold bilas mitzvah uporish. So that's what we learn in Shin Mem Beis. So what we see from there is that the halacha is that there are times, behefsid gadol, that we allow to forego the dine aninus. The Shach points out that we don't find that for avelus. We don't forego Avelus. So everybody is going to agree that for some reason it is more kal. Could very well be that it's going to be more kal. The Rambam is going to say beautifully, the reason why it's more kal is it doesn't exist. It works out very, very nicely according to the Rambam. But in Halacha, for Ashkenazim, it does exist, but it's a little bit more lenient. Jumping to Halacha L'maisa, being clear that we have Halacha L'maisa, what comes out of this, and then I'll take the questions. What comes out of Halacha L'maisa is as follows. Chas v'chalila, in the case of Aninus, so then in such a case for Ashkenazim, again, I'm leaving open a little bit for Svaradim, so I'm going to go according to where we'll be working now within the Ramah. So the halacha is that they're not supposed to bathe, they're not supposed to sicha, they're not supposed to say hello, they're not supposed to partake in events of simcha, they're not supposed to cut their hair, or do malacha. What's really interesting is what would you say about sitting on the floor? I want a sharp answer here, Chevra. What would you say about sitting on the floor? You give a sharp answer if you did the Shulchan Aruch. What would you say? Is an onen allowed to sit on a bench? By the way, have you ever seen an onen sit on the floor?
No.
I've never seen it.
So,
and Shulchan Aruch, it's Beferish Aser. Shulchan Aruch, who's the more lenient opinion, says, look back inside, calls Manshul Nikbar Mace, Eina Cholitz Min of Asan, he could wear his shoes, but Ve'eina Chai Betifa Sarosh, Ukviya Samita, Aval Aser Leshev Alishan Al Gabi Mita. He's not allowed to sit. Isn't that fascinating? So this is one of those cases where it's a Beferish Ahalach and Shulchan Aruch, and no one seems to follow it. So I couldn't find any justification for this. Isn't that fascinating? Someone I found finally addressed it, and that is, it's important sefer for you all to know, the Gesher HaChaim. The Gesher HaChaim was the art scroll, whatever it's called, morning in halacha, from art scroll, Pnei Baruch. It was the Pnei Baruch for many, many, many years. Rabbi Yechiel Michal Tukachinsky, who was a very, very important rabbi in Yerushalayim. He's also the one who wrote the Luach Eretz Yisrael. So in sefer Gesher HaChaim, he points out... do I have it somewhere? I thought I have it here. But he says, the minuk for some reason is not to sit on the ground. And he says it could very well be that, here it is, I found it. It's towards the beginning of your booklet. He says, even sleeping on a bed. And he says, and the car is, this everybody needs to know, is the Braisa Maseches Smachos. So he says, maybe this halacha is connected to halacha not to sleep on a bed. And today, Avelim are noeg to sleep on a bed. So since Avelim don't sleep on the ground, so this halacha that an onen is supposed to sit on the ground is connected to that halacha of sleeping on the ground. And therefore, that halacha does not apply. That's what he suggests. Or he says, our generation is just weak and people aren't able to do it. So it's a fascinating phenomenon that today we don't have it. Okay. Ad Khan. There was a question before? Yeah.
I'm sorry about that. The whole idea of us being weak nowadays, that seems to not flow through Avilus also, no?
What do you mean?
We went through this and we said that it didn't follow, no?
Weakness?
Yeah.
In terms of meaning a demand that's made in early Avilus? I don't remember, sorry.
So that sometimes, Poskim do say that sometimes, that today we're a Dor Cholash. Yeah. Shlomi?
I'm very confused.
Go ahead.
I'm not sure exactly where this question is going. Because me and Josh read the shtickle from Soloveitchik yesterday.
Okay.
And fully understood it. Is there some idea here that you're the same way you're potter from putting on film or saying Kriyat Shema, you're also potter from the Avelus? Is that the idea?
Well, we're about to get to that. We're not going to do it through Rav Soloveitchik's Yahrzeit Shir. You'll show me where you're coming from. I'm going to start from the Rishonim. That's the next topic. The next topic is, why is an onen potter from mitzvahs? That's our next topic. And then you'll show me, let's learn from the Rishonim, and then you'll show me where from the shir you're making a ha'ara.
And like the idea of you're potter from wearing tefillin, but you're not like allowed to kill somebody or wear shatnez.
Correct.
You know, or eat a cheeseburger.
So they're very simple, because isurim are still aser, but mitzvos.
So
I say you're not chayav.
There's parts of avelus that are isurim. So why shouldn't that be? But meaning, you could be medamed to something like.
Very good. So that's why the isurim are not isurim; they're a kiyum of the mitzvah. The isurim of avelus are a kiyum of a mitzvah.
It's not like a temporary isur, like for a tummy.
Exactly.
Like or
exactly.
Like
that. That's one of the points of Soloveitchik does make in the shir. Okay, but I think some of the issues on your mind might become clarified with the following. There is a famous machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos, which is in your booklet, on Yud Zayin Amud Beis, going to Ches Amud Aleph in Brachos. The machlokus over there is in regards to the statement of the Mishnah and the a combination of the Braisa and the Mishnah on Yud Zayin and Beis and Brachos and the Gemara on the bottom, where what emerges is, as Gemara says on the last line, that an one Misha Mesa Mutalafanov is Enu Mevarech. He doesn't make a bracha. So Rashi says he doesn't need to make a Birchas Hamotzi. I'll just add Lahagdil Torah Ladir. We had some extra time on Tuesday. So Rabbi Yehuda added that maybe Rashi's Shita is connected to Rashi's position that the reason why he doesn't do brachos is because he's Tarud. So if he knows he's going to be Tarud, so then he doesn't have to make a bracha. That's the Shita of Rashi. Now, we don't paskin like this Shita of Rashi. The halacha is, let's take a look in Shin Mem Aleph Aleph. Now we go back to the beginning. Sometimes the Shulchan Aruch is not written in conceptual order. So here, Sif Hei was really the correct conceptual introduction to the mitzvah and the nafkamina between Aninu and Avelus. But now we start with the details. Misha Meisla Meis, Zok Tehele de Shulchan Aruch, Shulchai Lus Avolov, Kodim Kvura, Oichol Bayis Acher, Eimol Bayis Acher, Oichol Bayis Chavera. So the whole point is that eating in front of a niftar is a bizayon. V'afilu mechitza shal sadin sagim taka shulei. We have all these details. I'll just read them inside. Shulei asaladim be'inyan shein nita buruach. V'meilo davar las mechitza machzapana v'ochel. Benkach u'benkach. V'afilu bi'aracharis eino mesa v'ochel. He can't recline and eat. V'eino chod basar v'eino shal siyayin. V'eino varech birchas hamotzi. He doesn't make a bracha. That's what we want from Rashi. But notice, different than Rashi. Because here it said like the Braisa that he's not supposed to, and the Mechaber says Vol Berchas Hamazon Ve'im Varchem LaLozamla Afilum Oichel Machem Shvarchem Lo Yane Acharim Amen Upater Bechol Mitzvah Samurus Betorah Vafilu Im Einu Tzarich Lasuk Betzarich Emes Gon Shiyesh Lo Acharim Shalos Kmishvilo V'Yeshom Shafilu Im Yirtz LaHachmer Alatzmo LaVarchel LaAnos Shiyesh Lo Amen Achar Varch Einu Rashai. And this is how we paskin. And that is not only like that he doesn't have to, but rather he can't. And who is that based on? So on the daf, that already emerges from Tesis. Now Tesis is Taila, this Shaila, of whether he can make a bracha if he wants to, even though he's not mechuyev, or he can't, in the following question. Tosas says the Yerushalmi raises that there are two possible ways to understand why an Einin is Pater Mitzvahs. Now, Reb Shlomi, we're getting to your question. Two possible reasons of why an Einin is Pater from Mitzvahs. One is that it's not Kavod HaMeis. It's not Kavod HaMeis for him to be Osek in anything else aside from the Nifter. The other explanation Yerushalmi says is Yisa Maso, is that he needs someone to, the Einin has to be someone who is carrying the Nifter. Imagine that the nifter dies in the house, the onen now needs to carry him to his burial, has to make sure that he's metame to it and to bring it to its appropriate burial. So therefore, when it comes to onen's potter for utilitarian reasons, that his utility is necessary, and therefore he's going to be potter for all mitzvahs. So Taisus points out that if the vort is that it's a utility thing, how long does it take to make the bracha of a shahakal? It doesn't take very long. And it's possible that if he's not needed for that particular time, he could bench. And maybe if he's not needed, he could even daven. So all those things. So Tosis cuts it down the middle. Tosis says that we have many, many nafkaminas, according to Yerushalmi, between these two possibilities. And what we're going to go through is the way I read the Tosis. You'll tell me if you agree. On Tuesday when I was talking and learning with the Chevra, they did agree that in our outline over here, I have four different nafkaminas between these things. Number one, says Tosas, if you say it's a vart of Kavod HaMeis, so then in such a case, even Shabbos and Yom Tov, we would say that he'd be pater from all mitzvahs. Because at the end of the day, it's not Kavod. It would seem that Tosas is presenting, according to Yerushalmi, it's not Kavod for an individual to be thinking about anything except for the Niftar. And he's not supposed to be focusing even on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim is connected, of course, unfortunately, because of the ground we have to cover, we're not doing Hilchos Bikur Cholim. But the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim is connected to the mitzvah of Avelus. And we know Bikur Cholim, the Gemara in Nazir, tells us that Bikur Cholim has a connection as if a person is being Mekabel Pnei Shechina. And we know that Avram Avinu, when he was Mekabel Pnei Shechina, he did Hachnasas Archim first. So the point is that there are mitzvos bein adam l'chavero that you're not supposed to be osek with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are times it's not true that God always comes first. And that it could very well be that it's not covered of the nifter to build your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that time. So therefore, even if you can't be carrying the mace outside, and you can't be burying the mace, but nevertheless, it's not going to be a covered. But on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you can't be carrying outside, so then it would apply. That would be one nafkamina Tosis alludes to. Number two, Tosis alludes to a famous case of Rabbeinu Tam. That Rabbeinu Tam had his sister who had passed away, and he had his sister lived in another city, and his brother-in-law was taking care of the kfura. And Rabbeinu Tam, the Tosis says, l'chura will be taloi on whether it's kavod or achi yisa maso. If it's achi yisa maso, so then in such a case, then he wasn't, Rabbeinu Tam wasn't there to help out and wasn't needed to travel to help out. So therefore, he'd still be chayiv. But if the idea is kavod, so then in such a case, he'd be potter. Tosis also gives another example. What happens if the niftar died in prison? And in those days, it wasn't because Jews who were tax evaders that were dying in prison. Usually it was because they were being treated unfairly. This is the time. During this time of year, it was a time that in the Dark Ages, that Jews were, particularly at this time of year, were massacred tremendously, and they were often held in prison unfairly. So in a case of where someone had passed away in prison, but they couldn't get him out, so it could very well be that in such a case, then there will still be kavod hames, but there isn't achi yisa maso. Finally, Tosis says, what happens if you've given over the niftar to ksafim? You've given over to ktafayim, to someone else to bury them. So you're not carrying them anymore, but nevertheless, you don't have, you still might have kavod hames. So these are four potential nafkaminas in Tosas. Bottom line is a split psak, and the split psak is explained beautifully in the Rush, and Yehuda pointed out to me also in the Bach. Bottom line is as follows. Bottom line is we paskin that on Shabbos and Yom Tov, an onen is chayiv in all mitzvahs, except we saw Tashmish Hamita is going to be aser, but he is going to be chayiv in all mitzvahs. Generally, the above mentioned isurim the above mentioned ptur of mitzvahs is not going to apply. And the Rush explains that this is the way I understand the Rush. The Rush explains that this is the way to understand onen. So now what I'm going to give you is going to give you a third and final possibility to how to understand onen, and this Shlomi should take you through for all of Hilchos Onen. And that is, again, the Rush is in the Maror Mekomos, and Yehuda pointed out to me, the Bach says it in Sif Aleph, Umashe Kosov O'afilu, right towards the beginning. And that is as follows. The way it works is if you have the possibility to take care of the niftar, and you can't, and you don't, and you are focused on something else, so then in such a case it's a zilzul and kvod ames. So that means that during the week, you're not supposed to focus on anything else. During the week, you're not supposed to focus on anything else. If you, at least the niftar is in the same city, and it's a weekday, it's not kvod ames to be osek in anything. You put on your tefillin, that's being mezalzel in the mace. You make a bracha, that's being mezalzel. It should be total focus on the mace. However, if it's obvious that you can't be doing anything for the mace now because it's Shabbos and Yom Tov, then in such a case, then there's no chisaron of kavod hames. V'amevin yavin, that's different than the way Tosis had set up the paradigm, amevin yavin, but this is the maskana according to the Rush, and I think it works very, very well in Shulchan Aruch. So Shulchan Aruch continues that you're potter from all the mitzvahs, you can't make brachos, but where we're up to in Shulchan Aruch is ubeshabbos v'yomtiv ochel baser v'shos yayim. He can't eat meat and drink wine because he's not being mezalzel on the mace. Uvarch v'chay v'chol mitzvahs chutz mi betashmish she'aser bo hamita she'aser bo. And the Shulchan Aruch, the Rama says umutar leilach l'beis haknesses v'shabbos. He could even go to Beis HaKnesses. V'af b'chol ein bo yisur rak me'achar sh'asal espal ma yasasham. There's no isur to leave the house, but the reason why we don't find avelim in shul is because they're not allowed to daven. But they're allowed to leave the house. We see that it's different than an avel who's not supposed to leave the house because of the mitzvah of taking care of the nifter. Okay, so let's go through all of these nafkaminas that we gave before, the four issues that Tosis raised, and discuss them halacha lemaisa. So first of all, in regards to Shabbos and Yom Tov, there is an interesting question: how far does it go that it's mamish Shabbos and Yom Tov, that it's a mamish Shabbos and Yom Tov for this person, and he's knowing as if there is no aninus. So the question becomes, what about Yom Tov Sheni? The halacha is that Yom Tov Sheni, the Gemara tells us already that Yom Tov Sheni, already Jews are allowed to bury. Take a look at Ramosha's Tshuva. So again, we want to know if Yom Tov Sheni, what's going to be the status of an Onen on Yom Tov Sheni? Because Medina de Gemara, a Jew is allowed to bury. Jews are allowed to bury other Jews on Yom Tov Sheni. So Rav Moshe writes in Chelek Gimel Simen Kuf Samach Aleph in your booklet, Hinei bedvar meis bi Yom Tov Sheni shekilu rabban shisasku ba Yisrael. That's based on Gemara in Beitza Daf Zayin, who pasher shelo b'shvil Yisrael lo talin hakilo d'me'achad v'shil kavod Yosef v'meis etir kol shekin lech Yisrael lo talin, etc. etc. Rav Moshe says, The bottom line, I'll give you the bottom line for Ramesha. Ramesha says they allowed the kvura for a mace because of bizayon. And Ramesha says that today, in other words, the body was rotting. Let's say the individual had passed away on the first day of Yom Tov, so the body is rotting. So Ramesha says that today, since they're able to refrigerate the bodies, in a case of where the body is refrigerated, so then in such case, Rav Moshe says that you should not be kover, even al yidei goyim. So therefore, what will come out is that according to Rav Moshe, all of the dinim of that everything is mutar on Shabbos and Yom Tov would still apply, and there's no reason to consider this person in any way not a full-fledged onen. Along those lines, and the next tshuva, or Me'inyan le'inyan Yom Tov Sheni is just for human interest. Rav Moshe then discusses what happens if a ben chutz la'aretz has Yom Tov Sheni, he's in Eretz Yisrael, and there's a gadol who's nifter, is he allowed to go out to be mekayim the mitzvah of being malave the mace? That's what Rav Moshe discusses. Rav Moshe says he should not go out to hear the hesped. Rav Moshe is very, very concerned about Zilzel of Yom Tov Sheni. He says maybe being Malava would be okay, but otherwise it would be Usser. Okay, so that is the bottom line. Shabbos and Yom Tov, even Yom Tov Sheni, the Onen's Noeg, full Dinah. What about the case of Rabbeinu Tam? What about, and this happens, there's a case in which an individual was Nifter, but they were nifter in an entirely different city. And there are other people that are taking care of the nifter, and you have a relative who's in New York, and the ptira is in Los Angeles. What's going to be the halacha during the time before the burial? So here we have the Shach comments on the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch had said, that you're not allowed to be mesiv, you're not allowed to recline and eat, when even if it's bi'ir achas. Says the Shach, mashma filu yesh lo mishi is asking mo bi'ir shemes, din onen alav, v'hainu kedas harash. The opinion of the Rush is that we never follow Rabbeinu Tam's idea. The Rush did not like Rabbeinu Tam's heter. What happened? Rabbeinu Tam wasn't knowing Onen because his sister was in another city and someone else was taking care of her. The Rush says, Lo plug, The halacha is that onein is aser, kavod ames, and kavod ames is even when the mace is far away. However, continues the shach, aval abach pasuk rabbeinu tam, the krov should be ir acheres ein din onein aleim, ela im kein ein lemos krovim hamisav malav biiro, shemut aleim lekavro. Avam yesh lo krovim shemut aleim tal biiro, ein din onein alosan krovim shebi ir acheres. So the shach says that the halacha is that they're going to be potter, that they're not going to have the din of an onen. So therefore, the Chachmas Adam, when he brings down this halacha, says as follows. Take a look. The Chachmas Adam is towards the back of your booklet. Not the back mamish. Let's see. Right after the Rambam, I believe, before the Gesher Achaim. Yeah. Klal Kuf Nun Gimel Sif Beis, says the Chachmas Adam, V'im hu bi'ir acheres. If the onen is in another city, yesham dafilu hachi kol din aninus alav, v'yesham rim dekrovim shebi'ir acheres, ein din aninus aleim, in yesh krovam im sablim bi'ir shesham ames. Avom ein sham krovim im sablim lov chal aleim aninus, shach sifkat and hey, umashrish kein daito kedeya zu. The Chachmas Adam paskins like the second opinion, and actually understands that the shach is disagreeing with the Shulchan Aruch. And that is that if you have a situation where the onen is in another city and they have a sibling who's taking care of the niftar, so then in such a case they're going to be potter. They're not going to be potter from mitzvos. They're going to be chayiv in mitzvos because someone is being metapel with the mace. I received a shaila similar to this, where the situation was, that there was someone who lived in Israel, had a family member that was nifter in America, and the Aron was coming to Eretz Yisrael. And there was a family member that was bringing the Aron to Eretz Yisrael. So in such a case, one of the rabbis in the neighborhood, Rabbi Shane, pointed out to me that the Pnei Baruch paskins that for the next 2 days, the onen or the potential onen is not doing anything. He's not being osek. And we learned that the Chachmas Adam paskins like this day of Rabbeinu Tam. So then in such a case, he said that the halacha is that they're going to be chayiv in mitzvos. So there is, this does come up, and the Pnei Baruch seems to paskin that way in a case of where someone's in Eretz Yisrael and they have a loved one who's passed away, but they're not doing anything. Now, I want to add, once the plane lands in Ben Gurion, so it could very well be, then they're going to become an onen, are going to be potter. But in the interim, when it's bi'ir acheres, and they have nothing to do, they're not doing anything, so then in such a case, they'd be chayiv in all mitzvahs. Okay. The most interesting application to this is what we learned in the last example of Tosas. The Tosas said, what happens if they give over for k'tafayim, they give over to someone who's taking the niftar, so then in such a case, then they're going to be chayiv in mitzvos again. Okay. How do we paskin on this question if they give over to individuals? So that we have in Sif Gimel. So let's take a look in Sif Gimel. Makom shenagim shektafayim yuchadim lahotziyameis. In a place that's knowing that you give over for ktafayim yuchadim, ule'achar shenisasku akrov mitzarcha tfur yimsiru lahem. So the krovim do take care of things, and they give it over to these people that are called ktafayim. By the way, notice I didn't call them chavra kadisha. There's a reason why I didn't call them kadisha. Vehem yikvaru mishamasru lahem, and they bury after it's given to them. Mutar makrovim basar v'yayim. Then the krovim are mutar and basar yayin. Afil kolim sheitzume bay sheshuv ena muta aleim. It's all dependent on whether it's muta aleim. So we could reconcile that with the rush and say that the kavod ames is when it's still upon you. The moment you've done everything that needs to be done, so then in such a case there is no kavod ames. Or if you learn like Tosos, it's only when you're involved with it. But we pointed out that in Shulchan Aruch it's better to formulate kavod ames. Okay, so that's the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Says the Pischei Tshuva something interesting from a Tshuva's Noda B'Yehuda. In Sif Katan Chaf Aleph, he quotes from the Noda B'Yehuda the following. The Noda Yehuda said that this halacha doesn't apply today with today's Chevra Kedisha. Rabosai, could anybody notice a difference between today's Chevra Kedisha and the Ketafayim as described in Shulchan Aruch? The difference is, Yumasru lahem vehem yikberu mishamasru lahem, that they bury them. In other words, once upon a time, it seems, according to Noda Yehuda, it wasn't uncommon that there were people who were in charge of Kvura, and the relatives didn't even follow them to the Kvura. And the Noda Yehuda says that this case is talking about where the Krovim don't follow to the Kvura. But if they follow to the Kvura, of course they're still an Onei. They're still involved with burying their loved one. That says Noda Yehuda. So many of you thought, according to Noda Yehuda, incorrectly, many of you thought that this case is Chevra Kedisha. Our case of a Chevra Kedisha. That is, you employ the Chevra Kedisha comes. Unfortunately, now I have first-hand experience. The way it worked with my father, Hareini Kaparis Meshkavo, is that a few minutes, I would say about... In my father's situation, my father was Nifter in Maimonides Hospital. So it was about 45 minutes after his Patira or so, someone came who works for a Chevra Kedisha, and he adjusted my father's body to make sure it was in appropriate. I felt uncomfortable. The body was covered with a sheet, but he moved a couple things around, and then he started talking to me about, you know, do we have a Chevra Kedisha, and so on and so forth. And then he found out who would be the one that would be coming to take my father's body. And then the Chevra Kedisha came. Now, once the Chevra Kedisha comes and takes the body away, that's it. The Chevra Kedisha's in charge. And we only saw the Aron the next morning by my father's shul, that was on the way to the airport to bring him to Eretz Yisrael. So what happens is the Chevra Kedisha on the one hand takes over, right? The Chevra Kedisha takes over. They know what to do. You don't have to know how to do Tahara and so on and so forth. They take over. And then what happens is on the one hand, they're taking over. On the other hand, it's not like the Onanim are really saying goodbye to the body. They're gonna in our situation today, is not like, argues Noda Yehuda, that they would give it over to Ketafayim and then they would take over and do the Kvura. So says Noda Yehuda, to say that the person is no longer an Onei just because the Chevra Kedisha took over, that's not this case. That's what the Noda Yehuda says. L'may nafkamina, the nafkamina is going to be how long, it's a very big nafkamina, how long is the person an Onei for? According to a simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch, a person's only Onei once the Chevra Kedisha came to the hospital room and they take over. Says the Noda Yehuda, no. So in my case, where I was in New York, when my father was Nifter, when I was there when my father was Nifter, so then that would mean that the individual would be potter, would be chayiv and mitzvos already way before the Kvura, according to a simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch. But says Noda Yehuda, no, that he's an Onei the whole time going through. That's how Noda Yehuda explains it. However, if you take a look, he quotes the Piskei Tshuva, says that the Chachma Sadam didn't like this. Chachma Sadam said no, that the halacha is that you're potter, that the Chevra Kedisha does have the din of Mesirah L'Ketafayim. So let's take a look and see this Chachma Sadam. So the Chachma Sadam says in Siv Gimel, he says, Makom Shenogim, it's in our booklet, Shektafayim Yuchadim Lotzio Ameis L'Acher Shensasku Akron B'Tzarchei Kfur Yimtsu Lahem Vehem Yikuru Ukemo Sheish Bekilas Chevra Kedisha Mutarim Akron Basar Yayim V'Nirli Duadin Upshita Shemutarim L'Spal L'Varech Afil Kodim Shetzim Ebeisa. So now, most people are not interested in eating meat or drinking wine, but the big nafkamina is what's going to be with davening. So Rabosai, spell it out. According to Noda Yehuda, does the Onein daven? What will the halacha be? According to Noda Yehuda, does the Onein daven today when you have a Chevra Kedisha? Let's start from the Shulchan Aruch. If you're Mosul L'Ketafayim, the halacha is that you would be chayav to daven. But the Noda Yehuda says, this is not called Mosul L'Ketafayim, this is called Not this is not that case. So therefore, he's going to be potter. But according to says the Chachma Sadam, they're chayiv. Fiza lo yafa osama unum shemamtin letzbal arachar kfura. The takeif kishin is special in the chevra kedisha ba'ad mokum kfura. V'naslam kol atzolos v'tachrichi chayavim lespalel. Says the Chachma Sadam, they're going to be chayiv l'tfila. V'omram lepa'om shadayin ein shavim beizam mokum kfura. He says, well, there are times that they're still figuring out where to bury the person. Vukvodo shomeis, you're still involved in all kolzman shemaspidin also, or if they're still involved with the hespid, a zaypoter, v'tekev achazem mutal espal v'chayiv. So that's this machlokis. So how do we paskin? It's an interesting thing. How do we paskin on this machlokis? So here, the Gesher Achayim has an interesting pshara. Rav Miller Shlita said over this Gesher Achayim very, very clearly. He said, the Gesher Achayim tells us, mi'ikr d'dina, we really paskin like the no debi Yehuda. Really, we paskin that the halacha is that you're going to be potter. However, he says in Os Chav Beis, in the Gesher Achayim Perek Yudches, u'mikivan shemitzad halacha efshe lahafsik haninas la'achar shegomri mecheve kedisha, nimsa kitaplu v'hem, v'chein rishoyim oz l'kuliyama lahachmer al atzim l'spal u'levarech, v'im roim shim yamtinu ad achar ha'kfura yavar zman kriyashma, v'tfilot tzrichim gam ha'ev aveil ma'amlam l'kor kriyashma u'lespal kodom alavaya, la'achar shekvar nimsa l'bnei ha'chevra kedisha. So he says, the Gesher Achayim says that you're going to be chayiv if you've entirely given it over to the Chevra Kedisha. You're going to be chayiv for Kriya Shema and Tefillah. Now, I don't think that what he means is the case like I described in my instance, where you're still involved in making sure that the Aron gets somewhere and so on and so forth. I think he's talking about a case where the Chevra Kedisha is there, the Aron's not traveling anywhere, they've given over to the Chevra Kedisha, and now there's an hour or 2 hour break and where the Chevra Kedisha is doing a Tahara, and then they're going to be going to the Beis HaKfaros. The Gesher Achayim seems to say that they should say Kriya Shema and Daven, which is a Chiddush according to Nodav Yehuda, but that's his Pshara, that he says, even though Meikar Dedina, we pass like Nodav Yehuda, but since there you have a Mitzvah Overes, he's Choshesh for that Shita. But if it would seem to me that there's still many other things along the way that the Onen is going to need to do, so then in such a case, he'd be Potter for Mitzvahs Legami. I got part of this from Mayri V'Rabbi Rav Nevinzal in the following psak. Rav Nevinzal in his Mishnah Brura says, "Biyameinu sarche hameis kolim hadbakat moda'ot hoda'ot telefonot ala kvura." He says, any time the onen is still involved in announcing the death, or is still involved in informing people, or doing any other preparations. So it seemed to me also preparations of, let's say, the Onanim are going with the Aron to Eretz Yisrael for the Kvura. So they have to prepare to get their stuff ready to be able to go to Eretz Yisrael. They have to prepare to make sure that, and so on and so forth, that would all be considered. So even though the Gesher Achayim was machmir, it could be the Gesher Achayim was machmir in a case of Yerushalayim, where it's Mea Sha'arim, and the Chevra Kedisha has taken over, and the Kvura is not going to be for another 3 hours, and the Beis HaKfaros is 3 blocks over, so then it's, and they're not doing anything else, so then he would say to say Kriya Shema and Tefillah. But in a case where they need to travel and there are many other things that are going on, in such a case it would seem to me that even the Gesher Achayim would be Meiko, but that's how it comes out according to the tradition that I have from Rav Nevinzal. But you have this fascinating machlokas between the No Debi Yehuda and the Chachma Sadam. Yes, Yehuda.
Rav Nevinzal leaves it a little open in the sense of what is preparation for that. So let's say I prepared.
By the way, he also said to me, preparing the Hesped also qualifies.
Oh, wow.
And he said to me, therefore, on the plane, he holds that the Onen is still an Onen, because they'll be preparing the Hesped. So he says that they'd be considered an Onen during
times that are viable to prepare the Hesped.
Is right, exactly. And that would also fall into the category of Kavod HaMeis. Again, according to Rush, it's beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
That it might be a zilzal for the Meis. If you have time to be preparing for the Hesped, now you shouldn't even be focusing on Talis and Tefillin and so on. Good? Yeah, did I answer the question?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Okay, Rabosai, let's take a vote. Are we already on overload, or should we push ahead for Dine Tashlumin of Havdalah and Tefillah? Push it. Tashlumin, push ahead. Okay, we have to do Tashlumin also from Tuesday. All right. So let's push ahead, Rabosai. In Siv Beis, we have the following halacha, which is a big machlokes rishonim, a beautiful machlokes rishonim. That is the following. It's hard to say beautiful when we're talking about aninus and avelus, but that's the beauty of Torah. The beauty of Torah is even, and I think I could say this because I'm in avelus right now, that even avelus is beautiful. It's beautiful how HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us kelim to cope with every single part of the human experiences, even the good ones and the quote-unquote bad ones. Okay. The Mechaber says, Shin Mem Aleph Beis, Mi Shemes Lo Meis B'Shabbos, Ye Ochol B'Matzoi Shabbos B'Lo Havdalah. If there is a Ptira on Shabbos, then they eat on Matzoi Shabbos without Havdalah, V'Lo Yispalo, V'Lo V'Boker Kodun Kfura. Then, and Sunday morning, he also doesn't daven. U'La Achar Kfura Yispalo Tfila Shachris, but after Kfura he daven Shachris. V'Lo Aver Zmana, Avol Tfila Sa'erv Lo Yispalo. He doesn't have ma'ariv shekvar over zmana v'lo dam l'shachat v'lo spal arvish v'spal shachar shtayim. He's not considered an ones that he missed ma'ariv. Though normally, if someone missed ma'ariv, he fell asleep at night. He misses ma'ariv. He damages two shachris. Kivan shebelayla lo hayechayiv l'spal. He wasn't chayiv. That's straightforward, right? Uleinian havdala yavdil achar sheikav rameis. But in regards to havdala, he makes havdala after kvura. So this is a big machlekes rishonim. This is the psak of the Maharam Mirotenberg, who says that you do make Havdalah. That's why, as the Baragola points out. And what is the Rush brings to Deos in his Chuvas that the Baragola points out? What's the Nekudas HaMachlokis, whether you make Havdalah or not? It's a beautiful Chakira in Havdalah. When is the Chiyuv Havdalah? Is the Chiyuv Havdalah what they call Saturday night? And then you have Tashlumin Monday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday? Or is the pshat that the Zman Havdalah is Matzoi Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday? Every time after Matzoi Shabbos a Tashlumin? So if you held it was a Tashlumin, then there's no way that the Avel would make, the Onen would make Havdalah on Sunday morning, that once he becomes an Avel, because just like he doesn't daven Ma'ariv twice, so too he wouldn't do Havdalah. But if you say that Havdalah is the entire period of time, so then in such a case, that would be the halacha. So that's the shayla, and that is halacha l'maisa. So the Minchas Chinuch in Simin Lamed Aleph says exactly what I just said. That's the chakira, and that's the way the Minchas Chinuch explains. There is a fascinating tshuva of the Noda B'Yehuda based on the Marashah. And the Noda B'Yehuda said, strikes a hole a little bit into our cloud. If I asked you on a multiple choice question, is it Avel Chayiv in Mitzvahs or Potter in Mitzvahs, what would you say? Onen Chayiv Mitzvahs, Potter Mitzvahs, for sure you would answer Potter. If I would ask you, is an Onen Potter from all Mitzvahs or only some Mitzvahs? If I just learned Shulchan Aruch, I would say Potter from all Mitzvahs. All Mitzvahs are safe. Of course, not Isurim, but all Mitzvahs are safe. Comes along the Noda B'Yehuda, and the Noda B'Yehuda has a new Shaila, that we're going to come back to Havdalah, but in Yana Diyomah. Rabotai, this is going to be Geshmak. You know what we're going to do? We're going to do Sfiras HaOmer for 5 minutes. We're going to start with Onen and Avel, and we're going to end up doing Sfiras HaOmer for 5-6 minutes. Says the Noda B'Yehuda in the following Shaila. It's quoted in the Pisei Tshuva in Sifkatan Vav, that he says, what happens if you have an Onen who knows that he's going to miss Sfiras HaOmer? One of the people that I taught with in the Nativ Aryeh, Rav Korn, his wife passed away during Sfira. So I overheard him tell someone that he knew that his wife wasn't doing well, but he ran to Ma'ariv to daven Ma'ariv and count Sfira. What was he ish halacha? What was he concerned about? What he was concerned about lahalacha is that if a person misses Sfira when they're an Onay, let's say the Kfura wasn't until the next day, so they missed the whole day, so then in such case they lost counting with a bracha, right? They no longer count with a bracha. So this is brought up in the Pischei Tshuva over here. in Sif Katan Vav, that the Shulchan Aruch says, U Pater Michal HaMitzvos, right? It says that it's Pater Michal HaMitzvos. But he quotes that the Noda Behuda says, the Im who own, everybody see it halfway through, Va'ayim B'tshuvas Noda Behuda. By the way, I asked you the multiple choice question. It's before in Shulchan Aruch, right? You're Pater from Michal HaMitzvos. But we're going to see that the early Achronim are going to start chipping away at this term, Pater Michal HaMitzvos. Va'ayim B'tshuvas Noda Behuda, Shekasa De'im who own him B'mei Asfir B'layla. Now, the Noda Behuda says the Onein will be able to count. He should just count without a bracha. Now, the halacha is that if an Onein counts when he's entirely potter, it's not going to be significant. So the Noda Behuda has a fascinating tshuva. Take a look. It's in the back of your booklet. The Tshuvas Noda Behuda is the second to last page. The Noda Behuda starts off, Onein Eich Yisnaheg B'Sviras Omer. Madura Kama Simin Chav Zayin. So the Noda Behuda starts off with the Shaila that I mentioned to you, and he says that the Marashal already said that this rule is not absolute. He says an Onein is Potter from all mitzvos. He says, the Marashal already says it's only mitzvos hanoagos b'chol yom. He says only those daily mitzvos. But those mitzvos that are unique, that prop up from time to time, are not daily mitzvos, then you're going to be chayiv. And the Marashal is almost dorish taima de p'tur. The Marashal says, what are we afraid about? We're afraid that a person's going to get into his regular routine. And his regular routine is going to take him away from his mitzvahs hayom. His mitzvahs hayom is to be kovar the mace. That's his mitzvahs hayom. But that's only if we tell him to put on tefillin like usual, we tell him to do. But what about unique mitzvahs at unique times? That's going to be different. And he says, and this became a big debate, and ad hayom hazeh, it's a big open question. Chas v'chalila, an onein has the mitzvah of mila, a father, who God forbid, no one should know such a thing. Someone who just became a father and their child is Chayev and Mila. Someone just told me that they were named after. Oh, I think one of the Chevron in the Gris Kolel has a family member. I don't want to say the name because I don't think it's private. But there's someone from his family who is named after someone who is Nifter. Their bris was during the Shiva of their grandfather. Okay, so let's say it happened, not it was during Shiva, but it was Mamish Chas V'Chalila at the same time. So then says the Noda Behuda, there we don't say the rule that Onein is, he quotes from the Marashal, we don't say that Onein is Pater from Mitzvahs. He says, I'll read it in the Noda Behuda, V'ina Ola B'dayti Shlo Amru Onein Pater B'chal Mitzvahs Al Mitzvahs Hanogas B'chal Yom. So he says aninus would not be dochet. So it's a tremendous chiddush. And then ultimately, then the Noda Behuda goes on, and he says that the same would apply in regards to Sfira Sa'omer, that you would be able to count. V'im kein, the bottom of the page, l'fiza yimutu l'zeh l'spar sviras ha'omer, k'dei shlo yivatel kol yimei ha'omer, el p'nei sh'anu medamin lo nasa ma'asa l'varech. But he says, I'm a little scared to tell him that you should make a bracha, aval kapan kimu shebezeh gufei, im reshus b'yad ha'on l'kayim mitzvahs nechuk l'aposkim. He comes back and he says, Rashi Shita is that it's a reshus. So Noda Behuda now, this is always why you have to know the sugya, Noda Behuda goes back to the rejected opinion. So this is Noda Behuda's psak. So it's interesting to note that Sfiras HaOmer might be an exception to the rule. Now, this Noda Behuda is a tremendous chiddush. I would not necessarily paskin on this Noda Behuda, but usually what happens, actually it depends on whether it's American Eretz Yisrael, but if the kvura is in the same place that the person is niftar, so then usually you don't have the shaila. Because what would the shaila be? That if you have an instance where, let's say someone passes away 6 o'clock in the evening, right? and they're not able to do the kvura that day, and they do the kvura in the morning, so that in most instances they're going to be able to do svira during the day. So the onen should do svira during the day. The one time that you're going to have it is if someone's traveling from America to Eretz Yisrael, then it's possible that it could be that they're going to miss an entire 25-hour period. And here, in the case of where an individual is potter at night, but able to count during the day, is a beferish of Be'er Halacha. So here, let's take a look at Be'er Halacha and Sfiras HaOmer, and now we're going to get into Gishmak HaInyan for Sfiras HaOmer, a bonus for Inyana Diyoma. So the Be'er Halacha in Dibra Maskel below Brach and Simon Pei Tes quotes the Sefer Nahar Shalom. The Nahar Shalom was dealt with the Shiloh that I just gave you. An individual died at 6 o'clock in the afternoon. There was no way for them to be able to do the Kvura. Well, let's say better, died at 9 o'clock at night. The Onen had not yet count Sfiras HaOmer, and they only did the Kvura the next day. So the Shiloh now is, how do you look at Sfiras HaOmer? So the Be'er Halacha says like this. He says it's a Chakira in how do you look at the daytime counting. When a person counts during the day, because they missed at night. So you finish off for me. If it's a Tashlumin, so then what would the Halacha be? Could they count the next night with a Bracha? If you look at the daytime, the answer would be no. Because just like the Halacha is if you miss Mayriv, you don't have Tashlumin the next day. So therefore, even if he counted the next day, but then he's only counting as Tashlumin, but he has no mitzvah of Tashlumin, because he was an Onin who was Potter. But, says the Be'er Halacha, if you look at the next day as also the Zman of Sfiras HaOmer, so then he can continue counting with a Bracha. Should I say that again? Was that clear? Should I say it again? Be my pleasure. What happens if a guy was an Onin? If there's an Onin, odds are, there are two givens in life, right? Death and taxes. And here there's, in Israel, it's only death. Halavai, a little bit more taxes. Not 17% taxes, but more people should pay taxes and then taxes should go down. So and maybe the government should be a little bit less socialized as well, those two things. Now, Zorlin Yanenu, so now you have there's probably going to be a case like this. And that is that someone will pass away, and there's going to be an Onen, and there's going to be Kfura the next day. If you look at Sfiras HaOmer during the day as a Tashlumin of what you missed the night before, so just like the Halacha is that there's no Tashlumin on Mayriv if you were an Onen for Mayriv, and then in such a case you don't daven the next day. So too you're going to be Potter from Sfira, and he can't continue with the Bracha. But if you say the Zman of Sfira is the entire day, night and day, it's just that there's a machlokis rishonim of whether you're supposed to count svira during the day, and therefore we're machmir, but mi'ikr nadina, we paskin like those who say that it's during the day, so then in such a case, the halacha would be that you would be, the onen should count, and he'd be able to continue to count without a bracha. And that's how the Be'er Halacha concludes. The Be'er Halacha says, the way in which we look at havdalah for an onen is that all 3 days, Matzai Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, are all considered one Zman of Havdalah, and so too Sfiras HaOmer. Sfiras HaOmer, it's not the pshat that the day is a Tashlumin for the Sfira, but rather is considered a time of the Chiyuv. For a bonus, for the Beis Medrash, if you want, we had a very, very dramatic matzav, that's how they call it in Eretz, so we had a dramatic matzav in my Beis Medrash that we were Zocha, that the Rosh Hashiva of Chevron, Rav David Kohn, came to say Shir in our Beis Medrash, and he spoke about Sfiras HaOmer, and he took an entirely different approach than the Be'er Halacha, and then it comes out that the Halacha of Onen is going to be entirely different as well. In other words, his approach was entirely different than Be'er Halacha, but I'll leave that for the Beis Medrash. This is the way the Be'er Halacha presents it. So Halacha L'maisa, let's make sure we always, everything we do here, we try to make sure that we come away Halacha L'maisa. So Halacha L'maisa about these different Chiyuvim work as follows. Halacha L'maisa is number one, Havdalah. If the Onen misses on Matzai Shabbos, it's a Shas Chiyuv and he's going to be Chayv Du Havdalah. Conceptually, let's put that together, Sfiras HaOmer. If an Onen misses Sfiras HaOmer on night, he'll be able to count during the day because Sfiras HaOmer is both mitzvah during the night and during the day as well, b'di'evad as well. That's how the Be'er Halacha passes. The Noda of Yehuda goes even further. The Noda of Yehuda says that maybe the Onen should count Sfira when he's an Onen. If he's afraid that he's going to lose out, Because he says this rule that Onei is Pater from Mitzvahs is not true, absolutely. Because the Marshal already said that when it comes to Mila, it applies. So he says, just like if it's not a standard Shigra Diyom, then we wouldn't apply it. So too, he says, maybe Sfiras HaOmer. And at the end of the day, Rashi Shita is that if it's not going to take you away from the Kvura, so then in such a case, you could do it. So therefore, the Noda Behuda says that he should. The Be'er Halacha doesn't mention such a Svara. The Be'er Halacha does say that he could count during the day. Okay? Ad kan b'siyata d'shmaya. Mirtza Hashem, next time, what we will be moving on to is Hilchos Kriya, the Halacha of Kriya, and that appears in Shin Mem. We go out of order. Hilchos Kriya is a very, very large simen, but Mirtza Hashem, we will do it all in one shir. So we will try to pack it in, b'siyata d'shmaya, in one shir.
Which sifrim are the main ones?
Which sifrim are the main ones? So, come. I think in the Mara Makomos I give it to you. Okay. Come over to me if there's anything that's not clear. Okay?
B'simcha. Is that sure?
No. I saw someone with a camera, and he said the camera had a little battery, and they...